yourself?
Hi, my name is Conor Mulhall, and I'm with the Little Milk Company.
Conor, you've got a lovely white apron on. My mom would be proud of you. It says Little Milk Company. It has a cow on it. You have a stall at Bloom 2013, and you look really smart. What is it you do for a living, silly as that might sound?
Okay, so we're 11 organic dairy farmers. We're a cooperative. It's the company is owned by the dairy farmers. And we take our milk and we turn it into good tasting products. So we have three cheeses inside. We've a mild organic cheddar, which won the gold award at Bloom for the cheese. We have a mature raw milk cheddar, and we have a vintage raw milk cheddar, which we both won awards for those as well. And we also have frozen yogurt and an ice cream made from our own organic milk. So we pretty much take the milk from our farmers and we turn it into really good tasting products.
A lot of people are going to scratch their heads, and I'm sidetracking maybe off the food side of it, and without delving into politics either, but there are probably some or a few or a handful or a cluster of main milk producers who would supply most of the milk that most of us would drink every single day in Ireland. You're not part of that. Was there a reason behind it? Is it better to be the smaller? Is it better to be part of the bigger? I mean, I'm sure there are pros and cons, but how do you... Never mind all of that. How do you get 11 people not to go there, but to go to this little disco nightclub kind of thing, if that makes sense to you?
Yeah, no, it does indeed. Good disco, by the way. So I suppose the guys, when they got into organic farming originally, it would have been, I mean, organic farming, it's more about the husbandry of the animals. Like the stocking ratio on an organic farm is much, much lower. So you don't, it's not as intensive a farming. So... albeit that may cost the farmers in their pocket, they feel that's the right thing to do, not only for their own farms, but for the general health and well-being of the environment. So why, I suppose, we're outside of the main co-ops, the Glanbias, etc., and they do a great job, the Glanbias, etc., of this world. But from our point of view, we like to farm organically, and we like to sell our produce organically. So that gives people the option that if they want to, think about where their produce has come from, and that whole provenance thing has come huge. You know, not just the horse meat scandal, but I think in the last couple of years, people have really thought about where the food comes from. And we've got a great story. We've got 11 organic farmers. They've all been organic for many a year. They make a great product. You know, the cows they use, have some of them are, say, Jersey cows, and they've got a really high yield of milk, really, really good quality milk, and that makes a super ice cream. We've got other farmers who've crossed between Mount Bellew, and they can make a really high-fat milk, which is great for making cheese. So, you know, we can really take the best of what the farmers are doing and turn it into super products. And that's, albeit it has us slightly outside of the mainstream, we don't mind that because it's good to have diversity, you know.
What's that bit of moment of madness where you turn around and go, oh, Baldrick, I have a cunning plan, and then you decide you want to go into this wee little mini miniature co-op, and then you say, oh, I should get him, and you go up and they go, what? Are you off your trolley? Did that moment happen? You want to leave the normal people and be a little person? Is that a fair way to analogize it?
I suppose originally we would have come together with a common goal. So organic milk would never have got, in Ireland, it wouldn't have got as much of a premium as it maybe deserves, because there would be higher costs in organic farming. So we came together originally as a negotiating platform so that we would have a good milk pool to be able to offer people. Once that was done, and we managed to get a fair price for ourselves from the various people who would buy a lot of milk off us, after a while we started to look and see, well, you know, ultimately, the primary producer usually gets screwed in agriculture. So the guy who makes it, first of all, gets the least amount of money. So the closer you can be to the customer, the better it can be. That's why something like Bloom is great, because we get to talk to our customers. We're up and close and personal with them. And so when we decided to negotiate, with the bulk buyers, after a while we thought, well, why don't we make our own product? So we tested out a couple of things. We made a couple of cheeses that worked. We've got great reactions to say we've won 4 cheese awards this week, and it's our first year entering the cheese awards. And then we thought, look, we can try different things. We can try a frozen yogurt, we can try an organic ice cream, and we've had a huge reaction to that today. We're practically sold out, and it's only Saturday. So there's people working through the night tonight to make us more ice cream. So, I suppose there was never one moment of madness. It was probably a common goal. And then as that, the successor of that, we kind of thought, well, I wonder, is there more we can do with this? You know, and that's probably what led us here today.
How long is this wee little co-op on the go?
So we started in 08, and 08, 09, 2010 was really about negotiating the fair price. From 2010 onwards, you know, we started thinking about, well, maybe we should start making our own products. And in 2011, we started doing that. And now in 2013, you know, we have 5 or 6 products in the market. We're selling to 330 stores in France. We're on the shelves in Germany. We're in Austria. And we're about to go into the UK. And we recently have had the buyer on from Tesco asking us to come in and talk to them. So look, things are going well, you know.
Some people are going to say, and I've got one little man on my shoulder going, they wanted to get away from the big boys, now they're getting into bed with Tesco. Is that a good thing? Not knocking Tesco here. They obviously, you know, fill and do a wonderful role and happy days and hope it all goes well. But is it a case of that you wanted to be niche, but the niche then becomes kind of mainstream, a little bit a la Electric Picnic maybe to an extent?
Yeah, and it's probably a good analogy. I suppose we made a good product. The buyer in Tesco happens to be a cheesemaker himself, or was a cheesemaker, and we happened to meet him at a thing, and we gave him some cheese, and he just loves the cheese. So it's a fact of Tesco coming to us rather than us going to them, you know. Now look, as you say, I mean, you hear the horror stories of people dealing with large multiples. So far to date, we've only, I can only have good things to say about any of the multiples we're talking to. So, but look, time will tell. Who knows, you know?
They asked us out. We didn't ask them out, kind of a way. Yes, we are good looking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Self-confidence. You know?
There's a bit though when, and I would have gone out on my own 13 years ago, and I go and I set it up and I get my business card printed, or, you know, when this stuff is on the side of the Jeep. Okay, it wasn't that eloquent and pretty. It was a little bit tougher. But, you know, year one, year two, and I remember month one going, right, I'm out on my own. Yay! Okay, what'll I do now? Was there a moment where the other 10 producers were looking at you going, you soulless, dude, what? And then a year later was, he's good, he's good, he's the man.
Well, I suppose all the things in life, you know, I remember my mother-in-law telling me when we were getting married that, you know, whether things are really good or things are really bad, this too will pass, you know. So no matter, you know, if you're on a high, there's a low coming, and if you're on a low, there's a high coming. So I suppose you take the rough with the smooth. But no, I think the farmers are very happy that we're managing to get a good, you know, fair price for organic milk. Be that through the negotiating platform that we have, or taking the product and we pay a fair price for the milk when we're putting it into our product, so that everybody, ourselves and the producers, are all getting a fair price for what's happening. I think, you know, that matters to us. You know, as I say, the farmers will be concerned with animal husbandry. The fact that they're in organic farming shows that they're not just totally commercially driven, albeit you have to earn a living. But ultimately, they want to make sure that you know, people are looked after and they're treated with respect, and that's certainly one of the things that are at the core of the business, you know.
Do you watch the Jerry Maguire movie and go, yep, that's me in the milk department?
Yeah, Show Me the Milk. Yeah. Great movie. But no, look, I think, I mean, you're here today. There's a whole load of artisan producers. I think the story of artisan producers, you know, here, you know, fabulous thing done out by Board B. I was over at an organic show in Germany back in February. And like the story from all the Germans was, you know, when they talk to you about Ireland, the first thing they say, it's clean, it's green, it's food, you know. So we out there, we have a fantastic image of ourselves as a food producing nation. In Ireland, we produce conventional and organic milk 5.5 billion litres a year, enough to feed 52 million people. There's only 4 million of us on the island. We're an incredible dairy producing country because we get so much fantastic weather. Like, you know, we're getting rain, we get the heat, you know, so the grass grows well. We've had a bad year this year, but in general, we've a fabulous output, and that's only going to increase with the quotas going. So look, I think that the story of Ireland, the story of the artisan producers, I think is a great one, and I think it's something we need to be banging the drum over, you know.
Positive words indeed. If people want to find out more, get in touch, how do they go about it? Do you have a fantabulous website?
Oh, I don't know if it's fantabulous, but it's there. It's The Little Milk Company, all one word, .ie. But I would love to hear from anybody.
Excellent stuff. Can we order online from that?
You can indeed, yeah. You can order all our products online, yeah.
Posted internationally or?
Posted internationally, yeah. Freezer packs and all, no problem.
Excellent stuff. Listen, in the meantime, best of luck with the Little Milk Company, and fingers crossed it becomes the Little Big Milk Company.
Thanks a million.
Excellent.